for best. Never used the front door. Didn't even use it as a door except in summer when she sat out on the step. Tiny garden crowded by a rhododendron bush and monkey puzzle tree, planted when they moved there. The back entrance to the back kitchen, where we had to go to visit. Front for best, for letters. The good room always empty. Piano mouldered. Family photos and souvenirs kept in the dark. Birthday presents. Kettles that didn't boil dry. Toasters that popped up and 100 other modern gadgets bought by relatives who cared. Put away at the bottom of the wardrobe, still wrapped up, next to the box of liqueur cherries and £5 notes. A soup cube in the cupboard, 10 years out of date, kept in case. And damp crisps, opened and left to share with grandchildren when they next came round. Visits to the hospital, every day when he was still alive. Never spoke again. Didn't start to fall apart till long after he was gone for good. First the eyes, then the ears. Started to stop going on her walks, and in the end just seized up altogether, halfway up the stairs. A clockwork toy wound down.